Today is Communion Sunday, but what is special about the Lord's Supper? Recently, I was booking a restaurant to go out for a meal, because we can start to do that now, and they ask you at the bottom, is it a special occasion? Is this just a normal meal, or is it a special one? Even if you were invited to a meal at a friend's house or family house, you'd want to know, is this a special meal, or is this an ordinary meal? Is it for a birthday? Is it for an anniversary? Do we need to prepare? Do we need to bring a gift? Or is it something ordinary that maybe I can just miss if I don't want to? In a few moments, we're going to have a meal together. And for us as a church, it is something that is very special. It's something that is not to be missed. It's something that we need to prepare for, and we should be making a priority. Over the last number of weeks, we have been doing this series looking at the essential questions of church. And one of the ways in which we apply all those things that we've been looking at is by taking communion. And so today, as we come to the end of this series, our question is, what is special about the Lord's Supper? And very simply, I want to say that it's special because it's a way for us to show, to grow, and to know. It is a special meal, and it is a way for us to show the Lord's death, to grow in the Lord's death, to grow in the Lord's grace, and to know the Lord's love. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26 says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The Lord's Supper is a special sign of Jesus' death. And when we eat, we proclaim what he has done for us. And what makes this sign special is what it points to, not the sign itself. So this table, it's just a table made out of wood. There's nothing holy or magical or special about it by itself. The bread is just bread. The wine isn't even real wine. But as we gather around this table, we are remembering the meal that Jesus had with his disciples on the night he was betrayed. And he took up just a normal piece of bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body. I am going to die for you so that your sins could be forgiven." And then he took up the cup and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant sealed in my blood. Through my sacrifices, you are going to inherit all the promises of God." This meal is special because when we eat, we relive the most important day in the life of our community, when Jesus died for us. Over the last few weeks, when I've been watching some of the live streams back, I noticed that I play with my wedding ring a lot. Maybe you've noticed that as well, or you certainly will now that I've brought it to your attention. But my ring is probably the most special possession that I have. Not because of its monetary value, or because of what it's made of, or because of how it looks, but because it's a symbol of my marriage. It's a visible sign of the invisible promises that Julie and I made at our wedding. And when I wear it to remind myself of my commitment. I wear it to show Julie of my affection. And I wear it as a sign to others that I belong to my wife. Similarly, the Lord's Supper is a way to remind ourselves and each other that Jesus died. It's a visible symbol of something that of the invisible promises. We eat to remind ourselves. But you might ask, why do I need to remind myself? I know that Jesus died. Like, I know that knowledge. I'm not going to forget it. But you see, the thing is that the devil is trying to make you forget, or at least push that truth as far back in your mind as possible. See, instead, the enemy wants you to remember your sin. He wants you to remember your guilt. He wants you to remember your shame. He wants you to remember all the lies that he has told you. He wants you to remember all the ways that you have been hurt. He wants you to remember every single negative comment that has been spoken to you. He wants you to remember every temptation and remember every worry. And to battle against this, we need to be constantly reminding ourselves of the freedom that Jesus' death brings to us. Eating and drinking the bread and the wine is a way to show ourselves and each other the death of Jesus. It's also a way for us to show our love to Christ. Jesus is the host of this meal. And by his Spirit, he is present here with us as we eat. And so we take communion because we wouldn't want to stand Jesus up. And it's a way for us to show the world the death of Jesus. It's a way for us to witness to our community what Jesus has done for us. You see, until Jesus' death is the first thing in our mind when we wake up in the morning, and the last thing on our mind when we go to bed at night, and is the driving factor behind every decision that we make, we need church to keep reminding us of his death. The Lord's Supper is special because it is a way to show the Lord's death and a way to grow in the Lord's grace. While the physical elements are just symbols, we believe that we are spiritually fed as we eat. As we receive it in faith, our souls are being nourished and we are growing in grace. If you were to sit down and have a meal with Jesus, I would be fairly confident that your life would be changed by the conversation that you would have with him. And his Spirit is ministering to us today as we eat, comforting us, guiding us to truth, convicting us of sin, assuring us of promises, speaking words of love. We eat to show, we eat to grow, and we eat finally to know. Again, back to my ring, and sorry for all the marriage illustrations today, but don't worry, all the baby ones are coming soon. What makes this ring truly special is that it was a gift. It was given to me by my wife. And ultimately, it's a symbol of her vows to me, to have and to hold, for better or worse, for as long as she lives. The Lord's Supper is the Lord's Supper. It's not our idea. It wasn't manufactured by the church. It is a gift given to us by Christ as a seal and as a guarantee of all the things he has promised. When we eat, we can have confidence and assurance. We can know that we are forgiven. When we eat, we can know that we are loved. And when we eat, we know that we belong in this family. This meal is special because it shows the Lord's death. It's a way for us to grow in the Lord's grace, and it's a way in which we know the Lord's love. So come, this is the Lord's Supper. It is the Lord Jesus himself who invites you to share in this joyful feast. It doesn't matter if you're not a member of this church, if you're not a Presbyterian, but if you're from a different Christian denomination and you've been baptized and you love Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then today he says, come. Let's listen to these words of the institution from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For what I received from the Lord, I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I'm going to play us a song now. It may be new to some of you, but if you want to just follow the words, and just use this as a time to prepare your hearts to remember the Lord's death and be ready to receive his grace. And maybe you want to use it as a time just to pray and to speak to the Lord.